Llega en gang. When you hear that music, get up and dance. It's time to connect the dots. Bring the musical notes together. Make some sense of it all. Hey, this is your host, Tom Edison. Yeah, that's the name, Tom Edison. Kind of like the inventor of the light bulb, if you know what I mean. What can I say except the truth? And the truth is, it's actually early Sunday morning here in New York City. And tomorrow is Memorial Day. You know what's really important about Memorial Day tomorrow? It's a new moon. And new moons are very important features in life. Yeah, you probably haven't heard about it. You should have been taught this in school, but we know public education is not about educating people. It's about indoctrinating them to be obedient slaves during the course of their life. They only give you enough knowledge to go out and get a job and work your life away. So anyhow, a new moon is like kind of like no moon. You look up in the sky and there's nothing, you know, there's no bright, shiny disc there. It's basically almost a black disc, no light reflecting off it. So the this is why a new moon is important. It's important for you to consciously, you, the individual, to consciously think about setting something into motion. And as the moon waxes or wanes, I guess it's waxing if it's increasing, as the moon increases by each day, you know, becoming a little lighter, working its way to a full moon, so will your project that you started on the time of the new moon, the day of the new moon, or the evening of the new moon. I don't have the exact time in front of me now, but you can easily check that on the internet. So start thinking about, you know, this is for your benefit, the personal individual here I'm speaking. Think about some project you want to get started, and the moon will assist you in making that project grow. And you put that intention out there in the universe, and you consciously look at the moon every night and seeing it giving out more reflected light. You can envision that as helping you, empowering your project that you started at the beginning of the new moon. And the idea is that your project will be brought to completion by the time of the full moon. You know? So it's something to think about. It's something to actually put into actions, you know, via your intentions out there in the universe. What am I going to do regarding the new moon? Well, I'm going to change the world in 2 weeks, okay? For the better, of course. Well, I might not go exactly for something that big, but, and of course, it's always best to start off with something smaller. But, yeah, I'm going to be thinking about that between now and tomorrow. What project do I want to devote my energies towards and get assistance from the universe and the moon. Yeah, and talk about projects. I think if you go on YouTube, you'll find my new Tom Edison video. I've got a documentary out there now on the person I identify as having the first rock and roll record back in 1951. And I did a little short documentary on Charlie Greasy, just in case you might not be familiar with him. He's kind of the first teenage rock star from Philadelphia. Yeah, 1951, at age 15, he was making rock and roll records. And the first one was called, really, identified as the first rock and roll record ever made, the first true rock and roll record ever made, back in 1951, before any of those other so-called famous people that are sometimes given the title as the originator of rock and roll. No, it was Charlie Greasy. That's the name, Charlie Greasy from Philadelphia. 1951, the song was Rockin' and Rollin'. Well, there you go. The title was in the song, and if you listen to the guitar playing, you hear those guitar riffs that people were using for decades back in that 1951 recording. So that's my documentary out there on YouTube. It's titled Subway Fantasy 4. And in future documentaries I will be doing and putting out there will also be have the Subway Fantasy title. You know, the next one will be Subway Fantasy 5, and actually the next one I'm planning on ahead of the new moon here is a short Beatle documentary where I will include some aspects of the Beatle phenomena that have never been talked about before, but they are new aspects of looking at back on Beatlemania will be included in my upcoming Subway Fantasy 5. But right now, the rock and roll documentary, Subway Fantasy 4, about Charlie Greasy, really the originator of rock and roll, especially when it comes to guitar playing. You know, back in 1951, guitars were not considered major components of bands. And they rarely did solos. And again, here's Charlie Greasy becoming a lead guitarist soloist. And of course, at age 15, he had already been playing the guitar for 5 years. He got his first guitar at 10, took lessons, and became an accomplished guitarist. So accomplished that when he went to England in 1957, at the local park in Liverpool, Sefton Park, that famous Paul McCartney got to hear Charlie Greasy sing his hit, Fabulous. And of course, he already had the 3 million seller song, Butterfly, from 1957. So you got a little info there. But it's all in my documentary, a short documentary, too. It's a little over 12 minutes long, you know, so anybody has the time to go watch it. And that's it. It's up there, out on YouTube. Be sure you spell the word fantasy like I do it. P-H-A-N-T-E-S-Y. I spell it like it kind of sounds. And, of course, that's totally wrong, but that's how I spell it, and that's how you'll be able to pick it up on the Internet. It'll probably be right there in the the Google information bar. You don't even have to go to YouTube. You just punch it in. When you spell it, like I spell it, there's no other one to go to. So the computer will take you to it. Subway Fantasy 4. That's it. Rock and roll documentary about Charlie Greasy. And you'll be surprised, like, hey, how come I didn't know about this? Well, so much for that. And now you know what to do tomorrow. And when the show's over, find out, go on the internet and find out what time, the exact time of the new moon. I mean, the more exact we can get with these things, the more powerful they are. And what can I say but the truth? And the truth is, the price on everything is going up because the price of gasoline is going up. There's no real reason for the price of gasoline to go up, really. It's all, you know, part of one group's running a scam on top of another scam. Like the fake pandemic, but they're going to try to reinstate. Yeah, this last week they had their World Health Organization, World Economic Forum. They had their big event over there on Davos, I think it is, somewhere near Europe. What's the difference? Where it was. The point is they got together and they've got their new charter up, and it's part of their world takeover plan. And yes, they are hell bent on creating a new fake pandemic, and more hell bent on vaccinating more people and putting people into lockdowns and making people suffer, because that's what they like to do, these jerks, these fanatics. And yeah, it's coming our way whether we want it or not. They're gonna force it upon us. And this is the time. We're in a battle, ladies and gentlemen out there, listeners. We are in World War III. We've been in it for quite a while now. You know, it's kind of like a silent war that started decades ago. And but we're in the lively part of it now, where they're just aggressively, the world control fanatics are aggressively coming after us. And they're going to try to put us into more lockdowns, and they're going to try to ruin our lives in more ways. And they want to make us suffer because they're ruling world order fanatics. They all belong to satanic cults and demons. They want to serve their demon masters too, whether they want to or not. They're part of that program. The demons tell them what to do, and they do it, and they happily do it because it makes them feel like they're powerful because they can rule over us. Well, we're at war, people, and it's time to get serious. You know, we don't really want any bloodshed or anything like that, but we have to resist what they are going to be doing to us. We have to stop listening to any stupid decision that comes out of government, and we have to stand our ground on this, and we have to stop complying. You know, silence is compliance, for one. But going along with some evil program that, you know, is not good for humanity, like keeping us in lockdown, wearing masks, believing lying doctors on TV. Forget about believing anything medical on TV. Just forget about it. If they're talking something so-called medical on TV, whether it's a fake pharmaceutical product they're trying to sell you, or, you know, lockdown rules or this or that, you know, if you hear it on TV, it's a fucking lie. That's it. That's where it's at right now. I mean, I don't know if we can even believe the weathermen anymore. That's probably the last thing we can believe, though, that we hear on TV. I mean, sure, there's a lot of great specials that were made years ago. They get put out there about nature, and then, of course, there's plenty of talk still about climate change, which, in fact, is something being engineered, devilishly engineered, by the dark side, the New World Order, yeah. You know, that chemtrail program is still up there. They're still flying the chemtrail planes, you know, and you're paying for that. Do you realize that? Every working person who pays taxes is paying for the chemtrail planes. You pay for the fuel to run the planes. You pay for the poison that they spray into the air we are forced to breathe. Poisons that destroy the life forms on Earth, including us. And it's done with taxpayers' money. Oh, you bet it is, believe me. Just like that $40 billion that got sent to the Ukraine from the U.S. $40 billion of taxpayers' money. And, of course, it's not going to be used to help the Ukrainians in any way. Hell no. You know, it's being transferred to the criminal Ukrainian government, where they're going to launder that money so it can safely fall back at least $39 billion out of the $40 billion, will fall back into the pockets of the crooked U.S. politicians that approved that. And, of course, crooked Biden will get his share, you know. And that's business as usual. You know, that's what foreign aid has been since they started that scam of foreign aid. They appropriate money looking to help people, so they tell you, and then the money ends up back in their pockets after they appropriated it. And, of course, it's always being paid with taxpayers' money. This is how sad the situation is. I mean, that's enough reason for rebellion in the U.S. right there, you know? Deliberate wasting of taxpayers' money and a deliberate criminal act to confiscate that money, to have it fall back into your pockets as a part of a giant kickback scheme. Well, come November in the U.S., if you vote, you know, like I said, we're at war. The enemy is our government. You know, Democrats and Republicans are the enemies of the people, you know. So forget this nonsense about uniting behind the Republicans, because they are just as crooked as the Democrats. And you can't prove otherwise. Hey, this is a call-in radio show. You think you have some proof otherwise? Yeah. Try to convince us here live, you know. The number is 888-627-6008. Hey, all you need is a telephone and a voice. That's right. You have to be able to speak. And English, please. So, I mean, that's some of the annoying shit that's happening, but there's going to be more annoying shit. So, like I said, come November, if you vote for a Democrat or Republican, you're voting for a traitor. That's a traitor who is only going to do things that put money into his pocket. That's why he became a politician, you know? Yeah, you should have no faith in this government that we have here in the U.S. They're, you know, look, Democrats stole the election. The president is not even a human being, a clone or something. And nobody's getting arrested. This is allowed to continue. And all these people that are, all these bad things that are being uncovered by people, you know, this person ran a sex organization, that person did this, this person got caught with his hand in the cookie jar. None of these people get arrested or put to jail. So what's the point? I mean, everything is being disclosed now, how crooked everyone is. But there's no punishment for it, you know? There's no retribution. There's no justice being dealt out to the guilty parties here, you know? I mean, really, what an embarrassment, you know? I can't even call him a president. Sleepy Joe, he doesn't deserve a title better than that. The imposter president. How can he be allowed to be in charge of the greatest country on the face of the earth? How can this be allowed to happen? You know, where is the people, law enforcement in America, whose duty it is to go and arrest and arrest an imposter who cheated to become the president? The evidence is overwhelming. It's out there. It's been talked about. It's been shared on the internet. You know, it's a cut and dry case. They cheated. They got caught, but nothing has changed. Now, what kind of insanity is that? What's wrong with everybody in law enforcement or the military whose job it is to arrest an imposter president? You know, you have enough laws on the book to do this stuff already. Why aren't you doing it? I mean, is the bribe money that great that you're going to neglect doing your duty and arrest some of the most guilty people on the face of the earth? You know? And like I said, come November, people, don't be stupid. You know? If you vote for any Democrat or any Republican in this upcoming American election that just about everybody in the Congress is up for re-election, if you vote for any of them, you are a traitor. Got that? Yeah? You're a traitor. You're in with the traitors. And you're in with the criminals. You know, vote for anybody. You know, there's such a thing called write-in candidates. Well, write in anybody's name in this next election, you know? Or if you want to vote for a politician, anybody but a Democrat or Republican. They don't deserve one stinking vote. So there must be somebody running from other parties that you can elect. Or you should be talking to your these other parties, you know. Not that they're much better, but of course they are better than Democrats and Republicans. They're the scum of the world, you know. And believe me, come on. Get real. Don't think the Republicans, most of them are rhinos, you know. Don't think they're going to save America. Come on. They had control of both houses back when Trump was president, and he was a Republican too, and they weren't able to do shit, you know, because there's just too much bribe money floating around that prevents them from doing anything. So we know they're all bribe takers, all backstabbers, don't do anything for the American people unless there's pocket money in for them. And they play their stupid shenanigans and get away with it, and nobody is stepping up to the plate to take them out. Well, like I said, come November, this is war. You can't support the dictators. That's what they are, all little junior dictators, bribe-taking, backstabbing, saboteur traitors. You can't go and vote for them. You know, if you have any sense in your mind, you know, it's time to stand up and tell these people, no fucking way. We cannot vote for you, you know? And if we ask them to do what they really should be doing, dismantling the government as it exists now and replace it with something better, not one of them is going to be willing to do that, because they want the bribe money. That's why that's the sole reason they want to become members of Congress, because that's where the big bribe money is in the U.S. Congress. And the Republicans want the bribe money just as bad as the Democrats. And of course, they're all going to be finding ways to cheat in this next election either. You know, at least the Democrats and the Republicans are. So if you have a conscience, is there anybody left with a conscience? And you're going to go out and vote in the November U.S. elections, please listen to the voice of reason here. Do not vote for a traitor, which means do not vote for a Democrat or Republican. They've done nothing for you, you know? Especially the ones that are in office and looking to get reelected. Oh, my word. Why do you want to vote for people that are destroying America? They're misusing their power, and all the Democrats and all the Republicans are doing that. Every decision they make or fail to make is destroying America from within. You know? I hate to waste everybody's time talking about this, but it has to be talked out. You know, we have to get real here. And we stop rolling over and playing dead, you know, for the oppressors. The oppressors are your government and the people who control your government through bribe money, honey drippers, blackmail, and whatever other ways they can think of. And that's where the situation is today. So if you, they always tell you your vote's important, so don't throw it away on a Democrat or Republican ever again. You know, even individuals that don't have a political party would be better than any Democrat or Republican. So start gathering somebody who's popular. Vote for them as a write-in candidate. And take seriously what I'm saying. Talk to your friends about it. Because if you vote the same crowd in, and the same crowd includes either Democrats or Republicans, the situation is not going to change. We already got a government that has sabotaged their own country and will continue to do so for the sake of personal profit, money falling back into their pockets. If you want more of the same, then vote for a Democrat or Republican. It won't matter who gets elected. And it's always split down the middle, 50-50. You know, that's a bad system. That, you know, when it's 50-50 and everybody holds to party lines, nothing ever gets accomplished. You know, the only thing that both parties are going to be in seriously vote about is if it's bribe money for both parties. Then they'll agree to it. Yeah, let's do this because there's plenty of kickback money here. Hey, and look what happened with Big Pharma. This is exactly what we were just getting. Now it's still going on. We can't say we're over with it yet. All that kickback money from Big Pharma. You know, but both the Democrats and the Republicans, they were on the bandwagon there telling you, get the get that poisonous jab. They lied to you telling you it was safe. Now we have all the info out. There's nothing safe about these fake vaccines, these jabs, pharmaceutical concoctions. We can't even justifiably call them vaccines. Because if you know the definition of a vaccine, you have to have isolated a certain virus to make up a vaccine. Well, no one actually ever isolated the fictitious COVID. No one. So how can you have a vaccine for something that hasn't been, technically isolated? You can't. So, again, more lying on top of more deception. You know, talking about, a mismatch of poisonous ingredients to be injected into unsuspecting sheeple who listen to whatever they're told out of the boob tube, the TV, the fake news, mainstream media broadcasting networks, the sheeple, you've lied to them. And all you politicians were on the bandwagon and you were supporting these fake doctors because it was bribe money, and you were supporting the vaccinations because it was bribe money coming back to you, falling in your pocket. And who was actually supplying the bribe money? Yeah, it was kind of Big Pharma was doing that. But it was at the same time, all the politicians, both Democrats and Republicans, all of them helping Big Pharma pull this scam off. Who do you think paid for the vaccines? Taxpayers' money. There were no free vaccines given out. The taxpayers were picking up the bill for it. And, of course, that was this kickback scheme arrangement, you know? The pharmaceuticals were making fortunes, all paid for by taxpayers' money. And using other countries like Ukraine to launder the money, a large portion of that money that Big Pharma was making fell back into the pockets of the criminal politicians in America who voted for it. And the same situation went on around the world. All the politicians were making kickback money from promoting these concoctions, dangerous concoctions that they were wrongfully calling vaccines. And they had the paid doctors to tell you that it was safe. And you, the stupid people, believed it. Well, you know, the evidence has come out. There are still people out there that don't understand it. But in the last 2 years, there's mountains of information about all the hazards of the fake vaccines, the poisonous concoctions. And the whole plot's been uncovered. But again, nobody has gone to jail about this. I mean, one of the biggest scams put on the played against humanity. All the participants, all the politicians, basically, of all the countries in the world, and none of them have been arrested and put in jail. Apparently law enforcement and the militaries of every country have all been bought out. Because all these crooked politicians should be arrested and prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law and put in jail for their participating in a mass deception upon humanity. And what about all the innocent people that immediately died from the jabs and all the millions of people that have had adverse reactions, you know? And of course, why are we allowing an ungodly law put into place a couple of decades ago by the crooked politicians in America that you couldn't sue the pharmaceutical companies for any damage caused by their products? Well, isn't that convenient that they had that on the books over 2 decades before they pulled this sham on the world? maybe 25 years. I think it was in the late 90s they passed that legislation, and nobody said anything about it. I mean, nobody did anything to stop it, and the politicians all went along with it. I'm sure there was plenty of bribe money behind that, and who do we thank? We thank one of the worst presidents in the history of the world, Obama and Sharma there. Yeah, what a con artist he proved out to be. And, yeah, it happened under his watch. So remember him to thank him for that when you're suffering from adverse reactions by pharmaceutical products and you can't sue the pharmaceutical companies. And don't forget to thank Obama for that one. Yeah. Another backstabbing president. And like I said, you know, we the people need to take some actions. And we have such little power. I've explained it to you before. Most of the governments in the world, they're republics. There are no democracies. There aren't any. That's been a lie that they all talk, you know. Sometimes they say, well, our democratic form of government, but it's not really. All the countries are either dictatorships or republics. And in a republic, the representatives have all the power. You have none. Yeah, they like to lie to you and think, oh, you have the power of the vote. Well, that's a minor power that lasts for one day. And you misuse that power every election. Come on. It was known that the Democrats and Republicans were crooks decades ago, but you still keep out there and voting for them. And you keep listening to the lies. Well, third-party candidates don't have a chance. They don't have a chance because we got a brainwashed population that listens to what follows what they hear on the boob tube. Brainwashed population that is gutless, afraid to come together in unison to do the right thing. You know, for the a little bit of power that your vote has, you need to put it to use and never again vote for a Democrat or Republican. You know, we need to end political parties. For starters, that's a good place to start. Start asking your politician, a Democrat or Republican, is he willing to dismantle the government, the republic, and set up a real democracy for the American people? It'd be done. Be done in one day. How many? There's probably a half a dozen versions of real democracies that could be put in place, and things will work out much better. Of course, when you have to get the approval of crooked politicians whose only goal in life is to get bribe money by being a politician, they're not going to want to cut off their stream of money. That makes it difficult. But still, at the time, we have to have some unification among the general population not to vote for these guys anymore. Like I said, anybody would be better to hold a position of authority in our republic than those of the major parties. Same thing in other countries, too. The major parties are the crooks all the time. Yeah, the biggest crooks. And if you want, like I said, it's almost impossible to get the crooks running the government to dismantle themselves. Yes, it's not going to happen. I mean, there are ways to get them to do that, but I don't have time to get into it here, and such strategies can never be talked publicly. But they could be, you know. You have a group of military people that want you to know how to address the situation, use the authority you have. Well, you need to get in touch with people like me that know how to invent strategic plans, because there's enough evidence out there to remove everyone from the U.S. Congress, you know, and the fake president and the fake vice president and all the people that serve them. You know, they can all be arrested tomorrow if the people who have the authority to do such a thing, probably the military, you know, gather up the guts to go do it and save America from its own evil government. Yeah. I mean, we have, of course, we have to have some kind of laws and organization of things, but we could have it in the form of a democracy where the people decide everything. Everything is a referendum vote. There wouldn't be $40 billion of hardworking taxpayers' money going to a crooked regime like Ukraine if the people had the final say on it. But as long as we allow this crooked system, and it has turned into a totally crooked system, the Republic. You remember your pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands? Well, that's the deal. It's a Republic, and it doesn't stand for it. It stands for crooked politicians now. It's not a democracy. Hey, back in 1776, sounded like a great idea. We'll have representatives of the people, and it won't be no King of England just dictating things. Well, the the recent presidents have all been mini dictators. They've abused their power to no end. And the rules of what the power should be of the people that are supposed to be serving the general population need to be rewritten. And who do we need to do that? Legislators. Are they going to do that? Hell no, because they want the status quo. Again, start talking about it to your friends. Come November, remember, if you're complicit with the system the way it is, you are a traitor to America. You know, it was America started as a great plan for freedom, you know, but over the years, and it didn't take long, the ways were found to abuse the authority of the positions in the government. And what we have now is a U.S. Congress packed to the rim with crooks and criminals and bribe takers. None of them deserve to be reelected. And we can't, if you're a member of the political party, either one of the big parties, you're in with the criminals. We can't vote for you either. And I don't hear anybody out there running for office promising to dismantle the government as it is, because it has to be dismantled. You know, and they're just making things more difficult, because it has to be dismantled. The U.S. government and every other government in the world, all these republics, these fake governments that turned out to be, have to be dismantled and set up in a way where the people given the authority to look over big matters cannot misuse their authority. If we set the rules up differently, they won't be able to. It's not that difficult. All that requires is a will to do it and participants. And let's face it, in America, the Democrats and the Republicans are not willing to do what's right for the people. And you know, I just had to talk about this because this is the bottom line. You know, we the people, we have to stand together on this and make an attempt to rid the poison out of Washington, D.C. And people in other countries ought to be doing the same thing. I feel sorry for those people out there in United Kingdom. They have crooked political parties, a traitorous president, prime minister. And of course, the other, I feel sorry for those people in those other countries. Turns out all the English-speaking countries, they've all turned rotten. You know, the Australian government, they're nothing but a bunch of evil bastards. New Zealand, run by that witch of a woman. She could be the devil's mistress. She's that evil. And then in Canada, Trudeau, another criminal crook, wacko. And, of course, here in America, Sleepy Joe, the walking zombie. We can't even say the walking, talking, because he can't even talk. That's quite a bad defective model. Is. I think they've replaced this model lately. The more recent one can actually string a sentence or two together. I think they ought to reclone the vice president, another evil bitch, stupid one too. She makes AOC actually look intelligent. Hey, you know, it's my opinion, but I think a lot of people will agree with what I'm saying on this. And these are our fearless leaders. Oh, my God. How sickening, you know? So, anyhow, yeah, which reminds me, you know, this is an educational show. Hey, it's call-in radio show, too. If you got something important to say, you know, you're free to call in. There's other issues that we need to be concerned about now, too, because, like I said, this is war, and there's the war is taking to the fields, the crops, you know? Crazy wackos like Gates is watering Devil Gates, I call him. He's buying up farmland to make, you know, to flood the market with more GMO food, you know, all part of the plan to weaken humanity and destroy the earth at the same time. You know, evil, well, that's all they like to do is destroy and control. And no respect for Mother Earth. And here's the serious problem now. You know, all over the internet, they're talking about one of the agendas is to start food shortages. And, of course, we get hints of this, you know, from the fake news media. Yeah, people are starving already because the grain can't get out to them. You know, the whole idea of a global food economy is ridiculous to begin with, and this we're finding out why now. You know, all countries should grow their own food for their own people on their own land. And we should end all this friggin' global trade shit. You know, it's only good for rich people. It's not big global trade. It's not really good for the average person. And that should be the responsibility of every country to grow their own food from within. Now, the big problem coming now that we need to consider, we should have been considering actually decades ago, but organic produce, you know. But the chemtrail plane is flying 24/7 out there. And they're looking to increase the chemtrail flights, the New World Order fanatics. You know, those poisons they put into the air under false, put into the air we breathe, because whatever they spray into the air eventually trickles down. So if you're growing your organic vegetables out there in an area where the chemtrail planes are flying over, and that's a large percentage of where there's people, those poisonous chemicals are falling down on your organically grown food. And they're seeping, and a lot of these particles are nanoparticles. So they're going to seep right in through the growing vegetables themselves without any problem. And you're not going to be able to wash it off. You're going to end up consuming these dangerous particles in your organic food. Sure, it's less obviously harmful in a sense, but you're still getting a certain degree of poisoning in organic food from the chemtrails. Of course, the chemtrails are falling on the GMO food too, but you're, you know, Our food supply is still getting poisoned by the chemtrails. And the only present solution for that, outside of stopping the chemtrail planes, but there doesn't seem to be enough people with guts in the military to do that, sadly. And is to grow organic food in greenhouses. So when the chemtrail particles of poison trickle down to the ground, they'll fall on top of the glass that protects the vegetables growing underneath. So greenhouses are an important thing that need to be invested in right now to protect ourselves from the chemtrail poisons that fall out of the sky on a daily basis. And there's some real bad things. Just look it up on the internet, you'll find out. You know, aluminum nanoparticles, insect DNA, parasites, unbelievable evils. It's known. You know, radioactive materials. These things are all in the chemtrails that they spray with the planes and hang up there for a while, and eventually they're going to trickle down and onto your organic grown vegetables in your backyard or at the local farm. And if the vegetables aren't being grown in greenhouses, they are going to pick up the particles. More reason to end the chemtrail planes. They're not doing anything good. In fact, it's causing the chemtrails supposed to reflect the light, but they also reflect the heat, you know? So it's adding to an increase in temperature, you know? These mad scientists, they know what the hell they're doing. They told you the lies to reflect the sunlight. What a stupid idea. When it's really reflecting the heat back to the planet, which is causing the increase in temperature. Blame it on the chemtrails. Those are the guilty parties there. And, of course, what I'm talking here, you'll never hear on mainstream media news because they don't want to reveal anything they don't have to. And that's another monumental reason. You know, all you climate activists, why aren't you calling for the ending of the chemtrail planes? Are you that friggin' stupid? You don't know these are one of the big causes of all the problems with climate change. And then, of course, there's the misuse of the military technology by the secret military groups, the HARP frequencies, and the fake weather that they're imposing upon everybody, which they creatively do to harm areas that they feel is important to depopulation and global control, and making people suffer and causing people to fear, which is all part of the plan. A very organized plan, a very evil plan. Well, people of Earth, I'm talking to you as one of you here. We have to do something. We have to start participate in this war against us, the war against humanity. Our enemy has, you know, all of the governments have enlisted as full-time enemies of the people. That's why we have to remove all the people in office. That's why we have to change our governmental systems. And we need to do this one way or another. It's not going to happen by itself. And the politicians, they're on the wrong side of the fence, and they're not going to jump back over and help us. They're knee-deep in the pool of money, and they love it, and they're not going to help us. They want it to stay the way it is. So this is war. We have to do something, or they're just going to annihilate us slowly but surely with more poison injections, more lockdowns, more creating false shortages, more increases in prices, and it's just they're just going to compound it and compound it unless we take actions to stop it. And they have to be strategic physical actions. And there's plenty of things we can be doing. If there are any real patriots out there, you should get in touch with me because I'm the commander-in-chief when it comes to doing something to save humanity. I'm also a 2024 U.S. presidential candidate. You know, I can beat the Democrats and Republicans in the election easily if I have a big enough support team. And I won't be visited by the guys in the dark sunglasses because they won't believe I could pull it off. But little ingenuity, anything can be accomplished. And setting intentions on a new moon is a good start to any plan. New moon is tomorrow. Find out what time and start your intentions. Put them into action and the universe will help you. All right, we're coming to the end of the show. And you get to hear some of my music that's, I claim it has withstood the test of time. You'll hear the lead guitar solo at the end of my song, Are You the Party in Kind? Yeah, there's a YouTube video out there for that, too. And you can find out if you're the party in kind by the images in the video. And followed by my anthem song, I Gotta Be Somebody. You know, could be your anthem song, too. We're going to do countdown, get out of here. And when you got nothing to do, check out all my Subway Fantasy things on YouTube. Spell the word right, P-H-A-N-T-E-S-Y, Subway Fantasy. Subway Fantasy 4 is out there, the newest one. Rock and roll documentary by the first true rock and roller, Charlie Gracie, 1951, yeah. Before all the other guys, you know, like Bill Haley, Chuck Berry, Little Richard, you know, the whole lot, Elvis Presley, that, you know, were long, you know, conveniently dubbed the starters of rock and roll, but they weren't. It was Charlie Gracie. Find out the truth in Subway Fantasy 4. It's on YouTube right now. Okay, Mr. Engineer, hey, we're going to do the countdown, and you, the listeners, tell your friends to tune in next week and maybe phone in. Well, you know, the show, you have an opportunity to put your 2 cents out there. Okay, here's the countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Wanna know I was here, took my stand without fear. To the world my ideas, and all those people that had walked on by now stop and look, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, stand without fear, it is clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stop to look, cause I caught their eye.